Calder Stonewall stared at the woman and little boy who were huddled against the wall of the adjacent building. He'd actually walked right past them when he'd gotten to the scene. He hadn't even looked twice, all his attention on the dead body lying on the ground halfway down the alley. But now he couldn't take his eyes off of the pair. For the first time in his life, Calder was more concerned about something other than preserving and taking in a scene. All he could think about was getting to Hope and her son Billy before they disappeared into thin air. He'd spent the last couple months doing everything possible to find them. He'd found out about them from Blythe, who was engaged to his firefighter friend Squirrel. Blythe had spoken so much about the other woman that she'd lit a fire under his butt to find her. Hope Drayden was homeless. At least she had been the last time Blythe had seen her. Calder would bet any amount of money the pair in front of him was Hope and her son. If they were, then it made sense why he hadn't been able to find them. He'd been looking on the wrong side of the city. The shelters Blythe had assumed Hope would most likely show up at had been dead ends. He hadn't branched out to looking in this area because the only nearby place for the homeless was a men's shelter.
"I'm going to go question the woman,"
the SAPD officer said to Calder, bringing his attention back to his surroundings.
"If necessary, I'll take her to the station and question her further if her statement sounds hinky." "No,"
Calder protested immediately.
"I'll talk to her. I need you to stay here and make sure no one gets near the DB. Don't touch him, and don't put a sheet over him until the CSIs get here. I know the protocol," the officer mumbled.
Calder knew the man wasn't happy to be put on dead body guard duty. But after hearing Blythe talk about how Hope was essentially on the run from her abusive ex, who just happened to be a police officer, he had a hunch she'd feel more comfortable talking to him rather than the cop assigned to the scene. Calder wasn't wearing a uniform. Instead, he had on a pair of black jeans, a striped shirt, and he'd thrown on a dark blazer as he'd walked out of the house. Even though it was late, Calder always liked to look professional. His badge was also clipped onto his belt, just in case someone questioned who he was. Without another thought for the ticked-off officer, Calder walked slowly toward who he knew had to be Hope and Billy. She had her son's face tucked into her side, obviously shielding him from the sight of the body. Her polyester dress was light blue, with a white square in front, made to look like an apron tied around her waist. It had red piping around the collar and the sleeves. It wasn't especially attractive, although it somehow seemed flattering on her. She was slender, too slender. She was shivering in the night air. It wasn't exactly cold, it was Texas after all, but between the shock of what she'd seen and the knee-length dress, she was probably chilled. Her red hair was coming out of the ponytail she'd put it in at some point that day. Wisps of hair hung around her face, and the dark circles under her eyes stood out clearly in the streetlight at the end of the alley. As he got closer, he could see her eyes were a dark green that made him think of the pine trees that surrounded his house.
"Hope Drayden?"
Calder asked as he approached.
"Are you okay?"
She looked startled for a second, then tightened her arms around Billy and asked, "How do you know my name?" Calder swore under his breath. Damn it. There he went, saying the exact wrong thing. He'd been trying to put her at ease, not spook her. He stopped several feet away, not wanting to crowd her, and said,
"I've been looking for you."
When she flinched and actually took a step away from him toward the street, Calder knew he'd screwed up again. He spoke fast to try to do damage control.
"Your friend Blythe has been worried about you. She got into an altercation the last time she came downtown to search for you, and her fiancé managed to get her out safely. But he doesn't want her coming down here again for obvious reasons, so I've been keeping my eye out for you. It's not safe. There are gangs, ruffians, and homeless people who wouldn't hesitate to rob you. And more."
Calder took a breath, wanting to impress upon Hope how dangerous the streets were, while not coming out and saying in front of her son that she could be raped. "I know exactly how dangerous it is down here," Hope said quietly, with a hint of steel in her voice.